10 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. Please to be warned, warmed, to be joined by my good friend. Boy, I just blew my opening statement, George. Gubernatorial.
Maybe there's something Freudian there. Maybe it is warning. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I think our law team over at the law offices of Randy B. Corcoran's been spending too much time in Arapo County doing battle with your team because those are always tough. There, you guys.
Oh yeah. Well, we're busy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. George, I'm of course excited that you're running for governor. You've taken Arapahoe County and Douglas and Elbert County, the entire 18th judicial district by storm. You're well liked and popular. I know your head and your heart and your principles are in the right place. But you've got quite a battle ahead. There are some big names and big money who've thrown their hat into the ring. So for people who aren't even paying attention to the governor's race, why should they start paying attention now, and why should they be looking at you?
Well, that's a great question. Look, we're going to have a primary for this seat a year from this month right now. The precinct caucuses will be within about 8 to 9 months. The county assemblies will take place. I mean, this is on us, even if it feels like it's far away. And for the guy who's like the non-millionaire grassroots guy, and that's who I represent in this race, I need to get out early so that I can get around this state. And Randy, I got to tell you, it's a big dang state. This is the 8th largest state in the country, and I feel every mile of it, driving around West Slope, Eastern Plains, North, South. It's a huge state, and what you really lose perspective of just staying in the front range is how challenging some of the issues have been for the parts of Colorado that felt like they've been neglected over the last 8-10 years.
Are you using the 18th Judicial Limousine Service or the private helicopter to help save some of those miles on your car?
It's the Batwing, of course. Right. No, we don't have anything like that. More often than not, I'm in the white Honda Odyssey we got when my daughter was born 13-14 years ago, and trucking that around the state of Colorado. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so you're going to be the grassroots candidate, and but there's no question that money is important. A statewide race, statewide recognition. You're out trying to make that happen right now, but and you know, I've always been a believer that, I guess, a perfect example is the way Congressman David Bratt, with $100,000 in social media, knocked the crap out of the presumed at the time Speaker of the House, Eric Cantor, who brought $10 million to that primary race. But there's no doubt about it that money is important for commercials, for infrastructure and the ability to get out the vote. So how are you going to compete? Because there is big money with some of those other candidates.
There's big money. And again, I don't think big money means someone isn't potentially a good candidate or qualified. It just means I have to run a different campaign, right? I don't get to be the guy that waits until the fall, jumps in, spends a bunch of money to get on your laptop or on your TV and announces, here I am, I'd love to have your vote for the biggest office in the state of Colorado. I have to do it handshake to handshake, face to face, all across the state of Colorado. And that's how this race gets run. I mean, you and I know that whoever has the most dollars wins every time. Just ask Daryl Glenn.
Yeah.
Just ask, Jeb Bush. Ask Hillary Clinton. The money piece matters, you're right, because it's important to get the message out. But what I don't want to do is let the money piece corrupt me or this process. I'm out to prove that a kid from Lakewood, Colorado, who lives in Parker, can still get around this state the old-fashioned way and hear people's issues, tell them about what I bring to the table, and win their mandate to take this state back to where it should be.
Talking with District Attorney George Brockler, running for governor. It's going to be a busy field on the Republican side. But let's talk about the opponent. It looks like there's going to be a primary on the Democrat side, and isn't that kind of unusual?
It's unusual slash awesome. As you know, Randy, from being here as long as you have, in the past, the Dems would secret themselves away in some undisclosed location and come out with their anointed candidate and save all their money and all their battle for the general election. And that kind of discipline served them well on top of the billions that were dumped into the local races on their behalf. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen this year. You have fierce competitors who are going to be well-funded, have good name ID, And it's going to turn into the kind of iron sharpens iron cage match that Republicans have been doing to each other, my gosh, for 20 years now or more. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll make the Democrat candidate better, but I also think it'll just be fun for us to watch.
Yeah, it will be something to watch other than our own self-destruction, which we're so good at during primaries sometimes.
And we are good at that.
And I know you won't run that kind of a campaign. You know, it's very, very early, and people understand why, if you're of a political, a particular political persuasion, it's important to have your guys in charge, have majorities in both houses of the state house and both sides of the state house and a Republican governor. But this particular election for governor makes that even more important, because in 2020, something big is going to happen. Let's talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be the census, right? And by all accounts, we're going to pick up an 8th congressional seat. That, plus the increase in population as it affects other Senate and House districts locally, means we're going to redraw the map. And the governor has a role to play in that. He gets to appoint a few people to that board. So does each house of the legislature, and even the Chief Justice has a hand in some of this. And keep in mind that over the last 10-plus years, the Democrats have controlled almost all the levers of government. We've been able to hang on to the treasurer and the AG and the secretary of state. Those are important positions. But the ones that influence how we draw these districts matter. And I think what concerns me is I want to see districts that represent those communities and those neighborhoods. I'm not looking to draw one that's more favorable for one side or the other. I'm looking at true representation. You look at our map now, you don't see that. You see the product of a party that wants to draw lines to maintain their hold on the House, and but for one seat would hold their majority in the Senate as well. We need to get back to having people that represent Colorado, not political parties.
George, I appreciate you carving out some time, sharing some time with me and the Peter Boyle's audience this morning. I obviously wish you well. If people want to learn more about your campaign, or already know you and like you and want to support you, what should they do?
Come to the office. No, I'm kidding. Don't come. Go to George2018.com. I couldn't have made it easier. George2018.com. I know you're about to have a couple awesome people on, too, so I'll be listening to Mike Lee, listening to Justin Everett. I'm excited to hear the rest of the show, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, you're a good friend. I appreciate your work, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sir. Take care now.
And DA George Brockler is right. Senator Mike Lee, when we return on the Peter Boyle Show, you're listening to 710 KNUS.